LP, Aretha Franklin, Respect, 1967. Read for you by Cynthia Erivo. Jermaine Greer, the activist and feminist author about whom Mary McCarthy once complained in a letter to Hannah Arendt that she was an absurd Australian giantess, once gave an interview in which she said, on the subject of music and feminism, "Every generation has to discover Nina Simone. She is evidence that female genius is real. Every movement needs its own sound," something that was true even of the suffragettes. In the 1920s, working women sang songs about bread and roses on their protest marches. In the 60s, the civil rights movement, the Black Panthers in particular, was accompanied by the frenzied piano and furious vocals of Nina Simone. In 1964, in Mississippi Goddamn, she sang "You Don't Have to Live Next to Me, Just Give Me My Equality," lyrics that called out the murder of African-American civil rights activists and Martin Luther King's non-violent movement in the same breath. Simone, whom Toni Morrison once credited with saving all their lives, roused an incredible fighting spirit, in part because she herself had a great desire to mete out the blows. Almost 10 years her junior, Aretha Franklin used her music to convey a different feeling, that of community. At least, that's how the activist Angela Davis described it shortly after Franklin's death. She brought a feminist dimension before the emergence of black feminism to our consciousness with Respect. Her contributions to the creation of a kind of yearning for freedom. Aretha was the best manifestation of soul. Her music helped to produce communities, helped to allow us to feel a part of something larger than ourselves. And indeed, at the end of the 1960s, anyone who set any kind of store by freedom and equality had this record. Respect, propped up against their wall or playing on their turntable. But so too did those who believed in soul and civil rights. Even the story behind the song is brilliant. It wasn't originally Franklin's, but Otis Redding's. The version he recorded in 1965 is that of a passive-aggressive husband explaining to his wife that she may certainly cheat on him when he's away, but when he comes home, she's to show him a bit of respect. I heard Mr. Redding's version of it. I just loved it, and I decided that I wanted to record it, Aretha once said in an interview. And my sister Carolyn and I got together. I was living in a small apartment on the west side of Detroit, piano by the window, watching the cars go by, and we came up with that infamous line, the "Sock It to Me" line. It was a cliche of the day. You might need to listen to it quickly to remind yourself what she's referring to. She added that expression, which was one the girls in her community were using on the street. Changed a couple of lines, expanded the whole thing, including spelling out the word respect in a bold way, and thus transformed a not at all feminist song into the anthem of the strong woman. In her version, it isn't the husband telling his wife she's got what he needs. She knows that herself. What she wants isn't his permission to be allowed to cheat on him. She wants respect. Just a little bit. When the song was released on Atlantic Records in 1967, it immediately became a hit, made Franklin instantly world famous, and didn't just empower others, but also the singer herself. In her first successful single, "I Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You," "I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You," she'd sung about a violent relationship she couldn't escape. Like so many women, including Nina Simone, because, well, she loved the guy, her husband, Ted White, or at least she believed she did, but now, with her sisters Carolyn and Erna in the background, she was singing about the one thing every woman should demand for herself, respect. Clearly, it was also a little bit about sexual attention. Just as Aretha Franklin's songs were so often about power, sex, and the body, in this case, however, that wasn't so important, because the song was initially heard less as a feminist outcry and much more as the successor to "Mississippi Goddamn," as a hymn of the civil rights movement and a clear demand for respect for her people. This wasn't far wrong. Aretha had known Dr. Martin Luther King since childhood as a close friend of her father's. As a young woman, she'd accompanied him to several events and sung for him. Nonetheless, she meant respect more as a male-female thing, she once said, as her contribution to the gender debate. But after all, One didn't have to exclude the other. The song accompanied both the broader political movement and the emergence of black feminism, just as Aretha herself accompanied both. Less explicitly than Nina Simone, perhaps, but no less intensively. When Angela Davis was arrested in 1970 for her supposed involvement in a shooting at a courthouse in California, the children of East Germany sent her postcards of roses. Nina Simone visited her with a giant red balloon, and at a press conference, Aretha publicly offered to pay Davis's bail, no matter how high it was. "My daddy says I don't know what I'm doing. Well, I respect him, of course. But I'm going to stick by my beliefs. Angela Davis must go free. Black people will be free. I've been locked up for disturbing the peace in Detroit, and I know you got to disturb the peace when you can't get no peace." 2 years later, Franklin recorded Young, Gifted, and Black, a song that Simone had written for her friend Lorraine Hansberry, a playwright who died tragically young, and in doing so went further than respect. Now, she was saying to young African-American men and women, "You don't need to wait for the respect of others. The future belongs to you, and you can reach out and take it." It seemed only logical and fitting that it should be Franklin who stood on the podium in Washington in 2008 to use her voice to accompany the inauguration of the first African-American president in U.S. history. And a couple of years later, she would get that very same president, Barack Obama, to sing "You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman," with tears in his eyes. That, however, is a story for another time.